just kind of, I call it the soaking in God's presence, you know, where you just kind of sit with Him. If you think about it, every time we're with Him and we're in prayer, we're always with Him, but in prayer, sometimes it's okay just to sit in silence, you know, just kind of just soak it in and let the Lord speak to our hearts, speak to my heart. And there's just a lot of things I need to hear Him on. I don't know about you, but, you know, Colossians 3 says, let the words of Christ, the word of the Lord, richly dwell within us. You know, I don't know about you, but I need the word of Christ constantly dwelling in me, you know, so I can meditate on that. And I love that, you know, Karen played that song, you know, all your promises are yes and amen. And so we got to have those promises, right? I mean, if we got something to, faith has to have something to sink its teeth into. And as the Lord speaks a word, then we have it. But I've been in a, you know, my Bible will kind of open as lately to just kind of the Song of Solomon. And the Lord just take you back there, takes me back there time and time again, just because if you want to see yourself as the new creation and who you are in Christ, then that's where you're going to find it. You know, and He says things about us, about that we're, you know, altogether beautiful to Him. As men, we have to kind of get used to the language in there a little bit, you know, someone calling us darling and stuff like that. But it's just a term of endearment, the Lord speaking to us, you know, that how much He loves us. And but one of the things that's always fascinated me, and we use it a lot in ministry, and a lot of times we can, truth is truth, right? It doesn't matter how much that truth has sunk in your heart or mine, we can still speak that truth to someone else. And one of them is Song of Solomon 4:7 that says, you are altogether beautiful and there's no blemish in you, right? Now, definitely not the way we see ourselves most of the time, but it is a way in the new creation of how in Christ that God views us, that we're altogether, all beautiful without any blemish, any spot or wrinkle. You know, and made me think about that verse in Ephesians. We're speaking to husbands and wives, and this referencing it to the relationship to Christ and the church. And no wonder, you know, the enemy's really going after relationships. And, you know, we have a whole generation raised that's just getting a little screwy in their thinking and what it's supposed to represent, you know, the husband to the wife, Christ's relationship to the church, how important that is and how important it is for, you know, purity and all that kind of stuff, you know, because it just gives them a bad example of, you know, anyway, that's for another time. This is what I want to read. As husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her. It's important for us as husbands to learn, you know, I really pray that verse a lot, but I can't love TC the way Christ loves the church unless I understand how much He loves the church and how much He loves me, right? You can only give away what you receive. I use that all the time in my ministry, you know, and I use donuts for some reason. But I said, you know, I can only give you donuts if I have donuts to give you, right? And I can only give away what I'm receiving. And if I'm receiving from the Lord and He's downloading into me, then I can easily give it to you, right? But this is what it says. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church, and He gave Himself up for her, that He might sanctify her, having already cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that He might present to Himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be, or actually that she is, already holy and blameless. You know, I used to read that like the Lord is just taking His church and taking us. We've got so many wrinkles and He's just kind of ironing us out, you know. But the truth is, the church is already in all her glory, because they're in Christ. And when the church realizes and we realize who we are in Christ, that's when we're going to come forth in glory and power, because He's already done it, right? And so if you start thinking about yourself, that you have no spot or wrinkle, you know. It's what these robes represent. You know, if you wonder why these guys, why we do what everything we do and wear, I can't wear them because of the neck, is a prophetic sign. You know, like you're clothed with a white robe, you're clothed with Christ. You know, it's not about the man, because that man has no spots or wrinkles because he's clothed with Christ. And this, it represents a yoke, that you're yoked to Christ, that we're yoked to him, you know. And in thinking of all this about that, I was just asking the Lord about something that's always been kind of in my mind about, this isn't, we've been spent some time the other day in Colossians chapter 3 about Christ being our life and continually seeking the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, and the what that means, the realms of glory. And reading on some verses after that. Do not lie to one another, since you've laid aside the old self with its evil practices, and you have already put on the new self. And this new self is being renewed to a real true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. A renewal, or that word, that renovation, in which there's no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and free man, but Christ is all and in all. And so I'm just asking the Lord, as you know, and I know that that's who we are in Christ, and there's this renewal and transformation going on, you know, and there's really no steps of how to get there. You know, it'd be easy if it was like that. But I just really believe, just something real simple for us to just, we can remember, is that when we're sitting in God's presence, this is out of 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Lord, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as mirrors the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into that same image, from glory to glory, from the Lord to the Spirit. That we, as mirrors, you know, saying that we're mirrors, we just reflect the glory of God. And so we reflect whatever we've been sitting before. I burn real easy, like during the summer, you know, if I get out in the sun or go to the beach, I look like a lobster, red, but then I'll you know, tan real easily. But I burn quickly because I've been sitting in the sun. So as we just sit before the Lord in His presence, you know, hearing His Word, which is what our life is all about, you know, Christ who is our life, and if Christ is all and in all, then there's just this transformation that begins to take place in you, you know, where you just begin to reflect His glory more and more. I think that renewal begins to just happen, you know. We begin to lay aside those things. If you go back and read Colossians 3, it's really cool about laying aside this, putting on this, you know. That just kind of happens, and He just kind of does it, you know. To me, that makes it simple. All right, Lord, so all You're really calling me to do is just sit with You, soak, or however you want to say it, soak in Your glory, and then that will begin to just radiate off of us. Yeah, that's what that says, right? We are mirrors reflecting from glory to glory. It means from one experience to the next. And every time we hang out with the Lord, we're in the realms of glory, right? And so we go from a realm of glory to the next realm. It's just like a constant thing, you know. I don't like living out of that realm. I don't do well, no. So I have to, it's just, you know, I try to guard my time with the Lord with all my heart, because it's so easily, if you haven't noticed, that time can get really distracted, right? I'm easily distracted. Anything shiny, I'm looking at or going after. So I have to be careful with my phone, because I'll be like, oh, Lord, that's cool. I wonder if it's on Facebook, you know. And I don't know if y'all ever had that problem, but just get in His presence and soak, you know. Just sit before Him. And the Lord just so cool, speaks so many things, reminds me of so many things, who we are as His bride. Amen.